And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Jesse Guidry and Joe York. Jesse Guidry is with Vermilionville here in Lafayette. Joe is a filmmaker. And Jesse's here, both of them are here to talk about the new Southern Circuit of Independent Films that will be coming through Vermilionville. The first one is tonight and will run for the next 6 months, I believe. So before we talk with Joe about your film, which will open the series, it's called Pride and Joy, a Southern Foodways Alliance film. Tell us a bit about the series, Jesse, and how it happened that Vermilionville is carrying this series.
Well, the Southern Circuit, it's actually a really, really great program offered by Southern Arts. And what you do is you apply to be a part of it. And once you're selected, what they do is they provide you with a list of, I guess, top 40 films. And you kind of go through them and then you rate them and everybody meets in Atlanta. And they narrow it down depending on what your circuit is, because different cities and different towns are showing different movies. But it's all taking place in the same months. So we were very, very happy to be selected. Of course, and we get to show these really great films. And like you said, we're kicking off this evening with Pride and Joy, Joe's film, at 6:30 this evening at Vermilionville. And so it goes, the first one's tonight, and then we go September, October, November, and then we take a brief break, and we're back in February and then run through April.
So. All right. And what time does it start tonight?
It's at 6:30 this evening,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. And people can get tickets there or ahead of time?
Or? Yeah, there's a link on the website. If you go to vermilionville.org, you can buy advance tickets. But we won't sell out. We have plenty of room for everybody. So if you need to buy them at the door, that's not a problem either.
All right. Sure. Well, you have the magic word in your title, foodways. Everyone around here is interested in food, and they always want to know how you got involved in food. And of course, people from Louisiana are always a little startled when people in other states are just as interested in food as they are. They kind of think they have, you know, the market on that. So how did you get involved in food? Was that part of something you studied early on?
Well, that's a good question. I really kind of came to it through the back door, as it were. I went to the University of Mississippi to pursue a master's degree in Southern Studies, which it's hard for a lot of people to believe that you can actually get a master's degree in the South at mm-hmm, Ole Miss, but mm-hmm. you can. And so I went there for that, and I ran into a fellow named John T. Edge, who is the director of the Southern Foodways Alliance, which is a nonprofit organization there at Ole Miss, which is dedicated to kind of documenting and preserving Southern food culture. And I had an interest in documentary work, and he had a need for mm-hmm. someone to go and make a film, and I had never done that before. And he sent me to Berea, Kentucky, to interview a man named Bill Best, who had been growing beans and tomatoes that had been in his family for, you know, 200-300 years. The idea being that if we look at the food ways of a certain place, the practices, the history and the lore that goes into why we eat what we eat, that we can get a glimpse, a deeper glimpse into the culture through looking at the food. So the food for us is really just a lens that we look through. But I got into it like that. Somebody just asked me. They said, "Hey, I need this film made. You want to try mm-hmm. it?" I said yes, and I've been at it now for, I believe, about 9 years. I've been doing this, and a lot of the short films that we've made over that time have culminated into this film that we're sharing tonight at Vermilionville. Pride and Joy.
So you obviously got your master's in Southern Studies, but got involved in this Foodways program. So there's a great Center for Southern Studies there. Can you tell us just about that to give people a sense of the scope of that work that goes on there?
Yeah, absolutely. In 1977, incidentally, the same year that I was born, the Center for the Study of Southern Culture was founded at the University of Mississippi. And it was, at that time, there was a resurgence or a renaissance in interest in regional studies. And so you saw some of these places kind of pop up around the country. And Ole Miss was really on the forefront of that, basically saying our culture is important, the culture of the South and this region are important, and there needs to be a place where, you know, our population, kids that are interested in this, can come and study music and literature and history. And at that time, food was not really considered a topic of study. It was just almost too mundane to kind of enter into
people
that.
People wrote cookbooks, but
exactly. Mm-hmm. But they weren't looking at it as a kind of a cultural artifact in the way that we look at it now, to say that, you know, we can study a song, we can study a novel. Why can't we study a plate of food and say, what does that have to tell us about who we are, our history, et cetera? So So yeah, you have you can get an undergraduate degree in Southern Studies and an MA in Southern Studies at Ole Miss. So I'm lucky enough to have been a part of that and to actually work for them now.
So how did the Southern Foodways Alliance start? Is that a part of the Center for Southern Studies, or is it separate?
Yes and yes. So it is its own nonprofit organization, but it lives inside of the Center for the Study of Southern Culture. So we're an affiliate organization, if you will, of that. But we share faculty, we share graduate students. We basically eat at the same table. So we are part and parcel of it. But we're also our own standalone nonprofit organization. We're member supported. We have, I believe, over 1,200 members at this point. We have all sorts of great events that we put on throughout the year. We have a symposium coming up in October. We have film festivals we put on throughout the year, and then also we get to bring our films and share them at places like Vermilionville, which we're doing tonight. So,
well, we're so glad you are, because I always forget how tall Mississippi is, and to drive up to Oxford, that's a little bit of a trek.
Almost to Memphis.
That's
so, yeah.
Right. But people can find more information about the Center for Southern Studies and the Food Alliance through the website and Facebook page, I assume.
Absolutely. The Southern Foodways Alliance, you can find us online at southernfoodways.org. And when you go there, you're going to be able to see over 40 films that we've made. You're going to be able to read over 600 oral histories that we've done from people all over the South who are keeping food traditions alive. You're going to be able to buy publications, become a member if you want to. It's pretty cheap and wonderful. It's a great website, and we're constantly adding content to it. So it's not one of those that you go once and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep coming back, and you'll always find something new and interesting to look at.
All right. And the film that you'll be showing tonight is called Pride and Joy, a Southern Foodways Alliance film, which, as you indicated, is just one of many films that you all have made. And, in fact, you were named Food Filmmaker of the Year at the New York Food Film Festival in 2009. I'm sure a lot of people are surprised. It's actually a food film festival.
Yeah, I was surprised.
You're looking surprised.
I was surprised that A, there was a food film festival, and B, that you could be a food filmmaker.
And win.
Even of the month would have been nice.
That's right. You know? You were food filmmaker of the year.
Yeah, it's a cool thing they do up there in New York. They actually have a festival that's just films that have to do with food. And then so while you're watching the film, they bring out whatever the food is that's being, talked about in that film, and everyone kind of eats in the audience and watches it. So you kind of get a smell-o-vision, taste-o-vision, whatever a vision kind of a thing going on.
I can see Jesse taking notes here. This is
yeah, it'd be good.
Food film.
If we did that
fest
tonight, though, it'd be tough, because we've got 22 different scenes of different.
It'd be kind a lot of food.
Okay. Yeah,
that's for sure, because you do cover a lot in the film, which is great.
To be a little more focused. Well, tell us about this film here. When did you make this film, Pride and Joy?
Well, we finished this film, Pride and Joy, last year, but we've been working on it pretty much for the last 9 or 10 years.
Your entire career there.
Exactly. So we make a lot of short films through the Southern Foodways Alliance that we share at our events, that we share online. But we weren't able to really find a bigger audience for them outside of our membership or the people that came to our event. So we really wanted to say, we've done all these interviews, all these wonderful stories about people from all over our region and how they're keeping our food traditions alive, but we wanted to find a bigger audience for them. So we partnered with South Carolina Public TV, oddly enough, and we decided to put together a film that was 56 minutes, which is a standard hour on public television. And what we've done is we've taken vignettes from all of these other films. We added a bunch of new stuff to it also to kind of round out the film geographically, because we cover everything from East Texas to Virginia to the panhandle of Florida. That's pretty much the South.
So Louisiana gets in there as well?
Oh, absolutely. How could you not have Louisiana? Louisiana could have its own film by itself.
Yes.
The best stop in Scotts could have its own film by itself. We have these vignettes that are from all over the South, and they come together, I think, to form really kind of a mosaic of Southern culture through food. And that's what we hope people take away from it.
That's a nice way to put it, a mosaic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe give us a couple examples of some of these interviews that you've done, something unusual that really charmed you?
Well, I don't know if any – to me, none of it really was too unusual. But, you know, growing up in Northeast Alabama, I kind of figured that everybody South was like my South. Everybody ate cornbread the way my grandmother cooked it and we, you know, and had all the same foods that I did. And I think what you find when you travel throughout the South is that if you look just at the food and you use that as a way to understand the people that are all over the region, you understand how incredibly diverse it is. It's far more diverse than I ever imagined it is, and it's far more diverse than I think the region gets painted by folks outside the region. I think we're all, as Southerners, kind of pulled together by the fact that we can't stand it when our region gets painted with a broad brush. And so this is a way to kind of really go into those local communities in each state within the different regions within those states and say, what foods do you eat that really – that you identify with culturally? What are those things that you wouldn't be you if you didn't have this? And when you do that and when you start looking from state to state and you start to put all these things together, especially in a 56-minute window, you get a really interesting perspective on the region as a whole. And you see how diverse and how different it is. But then also, I think through our title, we tried to find those things which brought them together. And it was the pride that all of these people had in what they do, how they do it, and how seriously they take their food. But then the joy also that comes from the togetherness that comes out of that food, the keeping the traditions alive that comes out of doing these things, even though there are lots of easier ways to do these things these days. But you asked what a couple of things were. I had a great time in Evoles Parish, which is right up the road here, doing a short film on Cochon de Lait, which ends up appearing in this film. Great time with people like Alan Benton in East Tennessee, who's been curing hams and bacon forever and ever. A great time with people like Will Harris down in South Georgia, who his family's been raising cattle on their land since 1866. And even Bill Best, the first guy that we ever interviewed, he's in this film as well, so with his beans and tomatoes. But all of those things really just give us a view into who they are and why this place matters.
And, of course, you get to taste all of these foods. You don't film without tasting.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it would be rude of me.
And I have to tell people you're slender. You're not.
Well, I tell you, I when I started this, I was in my mid-20s, and that was when I could really just, you know, I could eat like 5,000 calories a day, and it was nothing. And now I find when I come home from a trip, I have, you know, a souvenir here or a souvenir there, a little love hand, you know, you're like, where did that come from?
You
know, you're
like, fast after you get home.
Yeah, that's courtesy of the great state of
Tennessee,
Arkansas.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you don't need tattoos. You've got little.
Yeah, I've got like a map of the South. It's just a flabby map that's growing every day.
Well, are you in demand as a speaker? Do you travel around the South? I mean, in addition to your films, do you give talks on what you've learned?
Well, I mean, I think my performance here probably has answered that question for you. not really.
Well, we love food so much. We love people talking about food. We love to have conversations about food. And so it's just interesting for us to know how much interest there is outside of the state and how much demand there is for...
There's a ton of interest, to be honest. And the cool thing was, you know, we were into this. We were kind of country when country wasn't cool. You know, you remember that great song? We were talking about this years ago before the proliferation of celebrity chefs, food challenges. I mean, who knows whatever reality show is now where you get thrown out of the kitchen if you can't, you know. But that has actually helped us a lot because people have gotten more interested in it and they want to go past that surface level and they want to find out more about the traditions. They want to find out more about the people that are really keeping our culture alive. And they're able to do that by interacting with the oral histories that we do, by interacting with the films that I make. And we've even created, this is a perfect place to mention this, but we work with state agencies to create cultural tourism opportunities. So we created a Boudin Trail, which you can go to on southernfoodways.org, and you can click on the Boudin Trail and, you know, places like Scott's Best Stop, on and on and on.
Do they have Boudin outside of Louisiana?
not real Boudin, I wouldn't think.
So the trail is in Louisiana?
Yes.
Okay, I was just thinking
no,
Georgia,
it's not,
Florida?
Your face was priceless. You were like, really?
Yeah, exactly. No. So we have that. We have like Delta Hot Tamale Trail in the Mississippi Delta, which for us is that area between Memphis and Yazoo City and kind of everything in between. And so we have lots of different ways that people can interact with it. But yeah, so people have been really excited. We do get a chance to share our films. We get a chance to share the oral histories. We have a book that comes out every year called Cornbread Nation, which the University of Georgia Press puts out. And so we get to share the writing of the great writing that's been done about Southern food in the past couple of years. And so, there's a great demand for it. And I think it just all goes to how much pride everyone in the region takes with what they do and what they do best. And that often comes across most clearly through their food.
Mm-hmm. So how much time have you spent in Louisiana traveling, interviewing people?
In Louisiana, not nearly as much as I would like. Lately, I did spend a few weeks in Evoles Parish. Well, about a week in Evoles Parish. I've spent a lot of time in New Orleans. We actually made a film about a place called Willie Mae's Scotch House that was flooded after Katrina and the rebuilding of that restaurant, and kind of use that restaurant as a microcosm to talk about post-Katrina New Orleans. But I personally haven't paid enough attention, I think, to this part of Louisiana, where we are now in Lafayette and over towards Lake Charles and all through the middle of that. And it's just, again, a testament to how big a region the South is, how many sub-regions exist within it. And luckily for me, there's a lot of work still to be done, and I look forward to getting back down here and doing some work in this neck of the woods.
Absolutely. I guess I'm just thinking there'd be a lot of people who would be very interested in going to see this film, to see how we're fitting into the South and the traditions that you're talking about, because so often we feel a little separate culturally and food ways. So that would be quite an interesting thing for people to see this film and see our culture and food as a part of a larger Southern foodways culture. If you are just tuning in, my guests are Jesse Guidry with Vermilionville and filmmaker Joe York, who is with the Southern Foodways Alliance in Oxford, Mississippi. And he's going to be showing his film tonight, Pride and Joy, a Southern Foodways Alliance film that will be the first in the Southern Circuit of Independent Filmmakers series that will be at Vermilionville over the next few months. It's at 6:30. There is a cost, so you need to purchase tickets to see it. And as Jesse said, you can either go online or you can get tickets while you're there. And unfortunately, there won't be a food sample from all of the different regions that you were mentioning. But are y'all going to be opening up the restaurant?
Yes, we will have, well, not the restaurant, but we will have, everybody will get a sample of chicken and sausage jambalaya, which is good. And then we'll have larger bowls of gumbo because everybody
people
knows a sample is just
that.
Not enough. So we'll have some gumbo. Then, of course, the bar will be open. We'll have popcorn and chips and stuff like that.
Right. But so good film food.
Yeah, you're not going to want to pass on the good Southern food, especially after you see the film.
Absolutely. It's going to make people very, very hungry at 6:30 this
yes,
evening.
That's what we're counting on.
And you said the bar is open.
Yes.
You heard that part.
Yes, I think they did.
Anybody that comes and watches films of Vermilionville knows it's not music, you know, not a regular movie experience. You sit down, you watch, but you can get up and you know, get a drink, beer.
Kind of like old theaters probably used to be a little bit more. So it's a great place to see films. That's the Pride and Joy Southern Foodways Alliance film. And also, again, just to say that Joe York was named the filmmaker of the year in the New York Food Film Fest. I think that's just such an amazing.
You know what I got for that? I got this beautiful silver serving spoon that was engraved with it. So, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, it's, you know, not bad.
Not bad at all. Well, I think we need to be sending someone up there and making films about Louisiana food and more Louisiana food ways. So you're going to inspire a lot of people here, Joe, I think, this film.
They should all come out tonight.
For sure.
Absolutely. Do you have other films that you're working on right now?
I do. I actually just finished a short film over on Sapelo Island, which is a small island off the coast of Georgia. And they are... It's a very interesting place, mostly inhabited by the descendants of slaves who came there over 300 years ago from Sierra Leone. They're one of the last kind of undeveloped islands on the Georgia Sea, on the Georgia coast. And they're fighting to kind of keep their way of life. And one of the ways that they're doing this is they're turning to this very small pea that grows on their island. It's called the Sapelo Island red pea. And they're taking advantage of people's interest in these kinds of super local foods, and they're growing these peas in large volumes and selling them in an effort to raise the money to pay off what is their kind of growing tax debt. People move to the island, they build gigantic homes, everyone's taxes goes up, and then it makes it harder for the people who've lived there for generations to stay there. So they're using their their native food ways to save their land, which I think is a really beautiful story. So that's something I'm working on right now, and then always just looking for what's next.
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. Well, if you're interested in finding out more about the Southern Foodways Alliance, and Joe York works with them in Oxford, Mississippi, they do have a web presence and lots of links to films that he's made and that the Alliance has made, as well as just information about the whole Southern Culture Studies program up there in Oxford, Mississippi. You will be there tonight showing your film so people can chat with you if they like about this film and about your other work with the Southern Foodways Alliance. Great. We need one of those over here, too. Not to compete with y'all, but...
No, there's enough room for everybody, you know?
Absolutely. Well, that is tonight. It's open to everyone, but you do need to purchase tickets to see this film and, I guess, all of the films mm-hmm. of the series. Can you buy a whole series ticket?
Surely. Yeah.
Buy tickets for them all?
Yeah, everything's up, and we've got all the films listed. If you go on the website, you can kind of see what we have coming up, and I'm really excited. It's just a great series of films, and most of them are documentaries, which is something that I enjoy watching. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Joe's was secretly my favorite, the one that I voted the highest for, because, like you said, I mean, down here with food, and then the soundtrack is the Pine Hill Haints, which is always a pleasure to listen to.
And they've played in Lafayette many times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's a pretty cool connection there. I think they played with some folks from up around Eunice. I'm blank. These were the guys that were in Les Blank's films.
The Savoys.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, love those guys. Mm. And of course, love Les Blank, who died earlier this year. But his films about this place are just second to none. So, But anyway, I know there's some other exciting things coming up at Vermilionville.
Maybe, Jesse, if you want to tell us a bit about a great celebration that you have coming up on Sunday, the Native American Day.
That's a great segue, Joe. We do have our free Native American Culture Day coming up this Saturday. It is the last of our culture days, and throughout the year, we changed the theme, and this year it is family folklore, so we're focusing on that. We have a sharing circle dedicated to that where you can come and listen and share and be part of that. But like most of our events, there'll be plenty of activities for the kids, hands-on crafts, and then we'll do Bayou Vermilion boat tours and canoeing, as well as a majority of the Louisiana tribes will be in attendance, and they'll be doing presentations on the various things that they're working on, and you can chat with them, and there's also a bunch of demonstrations, fried bread cooking demonstration on beadwork and weaving and basket making, which, you know, if you went to the backyard series this past month, it'll expand on that a little bit. So that was a good little precursor to it. And then we'll be doing boussillage, as well as, like I said, hands-on activities for the children, including a scavenger hunt, which is always my favorite because they can learn a little bit about the tribes and they get to chat with them and just take something home. And it's always fun for the kids whenever they can, you know, as my son says, meet a real live Indian. That's always, you know, really great for them. So bring the kids out. It's just a really great day. It's free. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Vermilionville.
All right. And there's going to be some foodways in it.
Yes.
As well. And for more information, of course, you have Facebook and a website.
Vermilionville.org,
well.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming by. Jesse Guidry with Vermilionville, here to talk about the Southern Circuit of Independent Filmmakers that's taking place at Vermilionville once a month, and also Native American Day, which is this coming Sunday. And filmmaker Joe York, who will be showing his film Pride and Joy, a Southern Foodways Alliance film, tonight, 6:30 at Vermilionville. And there will be some food available there.
And the culture day is actually on this Saturday.
Saturday.
Most of them are on Sundays, so one it is on
Saturday.
The Saturday.
All right. And again, more information about that on the website.
Correct.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.